This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale. Greg, what are we seeing taking place in the grains on this Monday?
Back half of last week, we started to see the selling come back into the market after a nice mild recovery. And I don't think much has really changed fundamentally. We're still talking about potentially seeing some cuts to maybe Argentine or even Brazil production. But the problem that you have, even with those cuts, you're still looking at what looks like a record production for the entire continent. So you do still have that pressure. I would continue to watch this. We're getting very close to some low-level price targets that we've had here over the course of the last few months for the corn and the beans. And then seasonally, as we go into the start of February, we do start to see these markets make a nice little seasonal push higher. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to the moon or anything like that. It just means that we might see some recovery, some retracement as we go into February, the first week or two of February.
For the United States, Greg, and the soybean byproducts, soybean meal and oil, I would imagine from what you've just said, we know Argentina is going to have a very big crop with their soybeans, and so that should help their crush. I would imagine that is bad news for the United States when it comes to soybean meal. What about soybean oil, though?
Well, it is and it isn't. See, we're looking at other ways to utilize our soybean products. So the oil has become a big talking point over the last year or so. As we start to look at renewable diesel, biofuels, and whatnot, is can we continue to increase our crush? As we have, we've seen very good crush, but finding ways to use that soybean oil, and a lot of that goes into maybe this the airline fuel conversation.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down 4 3/4 at 441.5. March soybeans down 13 1/4 at 1196 even. On the Merck, February live cattle down 40 cents at 178.05. March feeder cattle up 85 cents at 240.55. February lean hogs down 47 cents at 74.45. February pork cutout up 10 cents at 87.45. And February Class 3 milk up 10 cents at 16.16. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.